Item 9, update on the Cicera new office location. Informational item only.
So we have recently signed a lease for a space at 1200 Concord Avenue in Concord for Cicera to move their offices to that new location. We're anticipating a move date in September. And with that, along the way, we wanted to provide board updates with how the project is going. So today we have Gina Caruso with Impact Group, as well as our own Ann. I'm going to turn it over to them.
Well, good morning. Gina's come, I think, one time before.
Yes, I was.
Group, but now that we've signed our lease, we're working very closely with Gina as our project manager, and she's going to provide an update, and we'll continue to provide updates to the board as more information is available. So we just wanted to kind of put a face to the process and that we have an idea of where we are at this point in time and where we're heading.
Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy to report that the lease has been signed, and so it is full steam ahead on the project at, in Concord. We have interviewed and selected a security design firm for the security system that we'll be implementing. We have interviewed and secured an audiovisual vendor that will be working with us on our audiovisual requirements, and we have secured and are working with a furniture vendor on all of the furniture requirements for the space. So the landlord, now that the lease is signed, is in the process of interviewing and selecting a general contractor for construction. And as soon as that is completed, that process is completed and they have a general contractor on board, we will go into construction and be in construction through the summer. So everything right now is tracking to schedule. We're hoping to move in early to mid-September. And we're having tons of fun.
We are having tons of fun, that's right.
Do you have any questions?
Is 3 months enough time to get that built out?
We're not building a building, we're just building a floor.
No, no, I know. But still.
It's like the Marriott across the street from my office. It's under construction. That's what that looks like. That's a very familiar look to me.
Right.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about the renovation.
Yeah, 12 weeks of construction is about what we've estimated. So yes,
okay. And I think Christina told me about that there is special attention to those with visual and hearing impairments and so forth.
Yes. Right. Did you want to
okay. What happens if the worst of all worlds takes place and somehow we're not ready on September 30th?
Well, our lease expires here September 30th. We'll have to work on seeing if we can extend
it. Here's a tent.
We're not planning that.
We're not planning towards that. Yeah. We are trying.
No, I understand.
But if something does happen, then we would obviously need to discuss with a
meet in the parking lot.
Isn't somebody waiting to tear this down on October 1.
Well, we could find alternate space. I'm sure Central Sands board room, our board room. I mean, another agency, I'm sure we could borrow the
nice
board room temporarily. County's DCD site.
Confire.
I mean, there
it's not just the boardroom.
No,
that's right. The boardroom is actually the least of my concerns.
Well, that's true. All of our staff, that's a bigger detail. But for our meetings, we could certainly do that. But yes, you would have to figure out.
And the good thing is that we're shooting for the first part of September, so that does allow for, you know, 3 weeks or so of wiggle room in there.
And just to tell you how on top of things Ann and Christina are, we have all our vendors on board very early in the process, and so we're very, very organized and very prepared. So now we are a little dependent on the landlord and the construction, so we'll be working with them on that to drive that. Everybody's very motivated to get this completed by September.
Well, you also have the unknown interaction between the general and the vendors involved, right? That's, to me, that's where the tricky part is.
Yeah,
we
are working, all of the contractors under consideration are East Bay contractors that I've worked with and multiple times, and so there's a lot of familiarity already in the team, which is very helpful. The furniture dealer we selected is Sam Clarth, who has been working with you guys for a long time, and so there's a lot of familiarity there, and we have the opportunity to, you know, integrate some of the pieces here into the new space, so there's some money savings there. So we're trying to really put a team together that all know each other and work well together.
Yeah. So if I guess this probably goes without saying, but in the event we hit, a stumble point or there's some issues that the earlier we know, because we would need a contingency plan, really.
Right.
I mean, and so there's no sense overthinking it today, but mm-hmm. in 3 months, if,
right.
if it,
I,
if
ideally,
it looks like it.
Our current landlord would allow us to remain an extra 30 days or something like that would be.
Or we could defiantly hold over. I didn't know
yeah. that. Yeah, let's be holdover, Tim.
I was going to say, there's a holdover.
We're not moving.
And there's enough of us focused on kind of where we're headed to and what dates that, you know.
And the landlord over there is incredibly motivated to get you in on time. So that helps a lot.
Speaking of that, it's a little late to ask this, are there performance penalties and or incentives for getting the job done on time?
Not that I'm aware of. I do not believe those were negotiated in the lease.
Yeah, I couldn't recall either. So like I said,
and you've seen the proposed boardroom layout, and I wanted to, because in the next few weeks or so, we're going to be finalizing some of these items, including the board table. So I wanted to see if there's any additional feedback.
How many seats for the audience? I mean, is this the real number, or is it just like seats?
It'll be close to that, yeah.
Okay.
What's our current capacity? Is it the
it's
same?
Larger. Looks like it's larger.
It's greater. No, except for that back row. I forgot about the back
is
row.
Is this a greater number?
Greater seat, numbers.
The seats in the proposed?
Seats. If you look around here, in other words, looking behind us to the sides, relatively, I didn't count the chairs, but.
It's about the same.
That's
yeah,
the question.
About the same.
About 50.
It looks like a little bit of a different configuration.
Almost 50, yeah.
If you get the
47.
And a little bit different technology. Yeah. Okay. Will be
47.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we've designed to the day-to-day, not to the occasional overflow crowd, right? Bottom line, right?
And the window line is behind the board members and then along that left-hand sidewall. And we're looking at the two columns that are currently present. We would have two large screens on that are behind the trustees, so the audience could see those. And then at each of the table locations for the board members, there would be a screen, so you could see the presentations and follow along.
Nice.
So
you have the drop-down cover for the windows, and if we need to go to...
Yeah, there's screens on
black
the windows.
So you can darken the room.
So question, if we had to do an emergency exit, which is always on my mind, from the board, if we were going to the closed session room, there's not a door. I can't see. Well, there's a door down here. Oh, so you can go down that way. Okay. So you'd go through the closed session and down. Because there's not a door into a hallway. That's a window back in the back side.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And is the dais going to be bulletproof? Are we doing anything like that? Okay, yesterday I was getting my bearings when we had an unusual person stand up to speak at my board meeting. So I just, sometimes you have to think when someone stands up and starts announcing that he is justice and sovereign, and you see
perfect.
The sheriff deputy getting closer and closer, you just sort of think, okay, am I going to dive left or am I going to dive right? anyway.
I think it was Scott. He should have called and told you he was coming.
And I like it still being able to see one another. I think that's very helpful. And I feel bad leaving this behind or surplusing it or whatever we end up doing with it. It's a nice board table.
Yeah. And then next to the closed session room, that little room there is the kitchenette, and also that would be where your mail slots would be.
Okay.
That's the one in the center?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a convenient spot, too.
Yeah. What are we going to do with our excess furniture like this, just in general? I don't know if there's a plan.
We'll try to liquidate it to some, to have somebody else use it. So that'll be our first effort.
That so we can sell
some
it?
Some of our items are built in, which makes,
is it,
kind of
you can sell.
Is there a market for it?
Is there a market for it?
Not much.
Not a whole lot.
Not a whole lot.
Wow.
In this current market, it's Martech. But we would definitely try and reuse this and resell it.
A nonprofit board might like a table like this.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Nice organization.
You guys know of anybody?
Well, is it possible for employees that either donate it to employees who could use it at home or whatever? I mean, just in general, some of the
my
stuff.
My family really nice.
I say the board table. I mean, dining room table.
Some of them might want one of
these. Kind of a limited market.
is how to structure a dinner party right here.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but you know, I can think right off the top of some groups, Choice in Aging, others who might have a need for furnishings like this, right? That would be a way if when that time comes, we might be able to make it available to some. Hmm. Just a thought.
If that is a possibility, I can contact the person that CEO of Choice in Aging. It's a charity. It's a group that has a day center for Alzheimer's patients and so forth. Oh. And so either that or something like that, we could.
Schools. I mean, I can see this in an educational environment. This layout, if it would work for somebody. There's a variety of things could work.
And part of it is on how it's attached to the floor as well. I mean, some things we're going to be able to do, possibly donate and that kind of thing, but some of it,
I think this lifts. I think this lifts and goes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll try. We'll try.
We'll see.
Hang on. It's a little early.
Any other discussion or questions for Gina?
Great.
I noticed that the board table, there's power at all the throughout the thing, which has been for us. Just something to consider is USB and USB-C ports.
Mm-hmm. We're looking into that and tying it into the technology.
Perfect.
Okay.
So we're trying to have the technology upgraded.
Awesome.
So that it's more in the table for you.
Wonderful.
And we're looking at electronic voting as well.
Yeah. Well, and even just having a regular plug is always helpful, just because as technology changes, for example, with USB-C, most of us are carrying around our plug because you don't have the right outlet.
Right.
That brings up the issue of cameras that we elected at one point not to have. Is that a topic?
Oh, that's interesting. To film our board meetings as opposed to
so if we want to stream audio. Them, or we could stream our board meetings? Is that what you're suggesting?
Well, it's, I don't know what, I think you probably had a board discussion prior to me coming to the board. I see a benefit because technology has changed such, you don't have to have a cameraman. You're really able to just have a video recording of a meeting, which to me is more helpful than an audio recording, just because so much more is said in someone's actions and movement and all the rest, particularly people testifying. So I would not be opposed to having us have streaming of these meetings and then made available after. And looking at, for example, CCTA, the Contra Costa Transportation Authority, I'm pretty sure at this point we're doing audio-visual. I know Town of Danville started doing it, and they just have, fixed cameras that then film the whole thing. So maybe you probably should agendize it for a future.
I think it's worth talking about. I mean, I've attended a lot of city council meetings sitting at my desk watching it streamed live, so I didn't have to actually go.
There's that benefit to it. I prefer seeing the audio visual than just having the audio when I'm trying to look at a meeting.
Yeah, we can agendize that for the next meeting.
Okay.
This is a new thing.
It would be helpful when you agendize it if you're able to get your AV person on to find out how much it would cost, and then you've got to look at what vendor would you be using to upload it and maintain it. And I mean, we could always look at both the Transportation Authority, Town of Danville, other city councils. I think it's usually typically the same vendor. I don't recall who it is at the moment.
Right now, I'm pretty sure there's only one other pension plan in California, the county systems that's currently doing that.
Okay.
And I know what they use for that.
Yeah, I think it would be helpful for me to know is what would it cost to not only install the equipment, but to, maintain it, to upload it? Would it create another level of onerous burden, to maintain it in our server and to make it available? That how long would we need to keep it? Just sort of an overall policy, what that would entail versus what we're already doing with our audio, because we do make our audio available. And so it may not be that much more burdensome. You'd all have to dress really nice.
It'll upgrade the dress code.
Yeah, no, I'm just kidding.
We'll have long speeches, though. That's the negative. That's the downside, right?
Well, yeah, and some communities, you don't want to do it because you do have some repeat residents who like to come and see themselves on TV. Don't see that being a problem for us, but that has been an issue in other communities.
Yes.
Could be a trustee problem.
Yes, maybe. Jerry.
It seems to me we might want to consider doing this in two parts. We could ask the AV specifications to look at this without board action. But as I recall, this has previously been visited as a board subject in terms of making the stuff available. But if we wait until we agendize that and then try and back into doing the specs, we could have the AV specs include that now and either add them or not add them at a later date, right?
Yeah, but you don't want to retrofit, right? So the idea
is you want to do it
right. What I'm saying is prior to waiting
now
for
while there's construction, while
yeah,
it's open.
But before waiting for board action to decide whether or not we're going to televise or stream, which was a board subject prior to today. It was done years ago, and the election was to not do it. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a good idea to consider doing it, but I'd like to propose having them spec it out now.
I agree. Yeah, I think agree. That should be part of our discussion of the yeah. overall cost, though, for putting it in as well as the maintenance ongoing.
Yeah. Yeah, so we'll try and get that on the next agenda if
okay.
we can.
Not HD?
High definition?
I think most
HD shortened
what,
a lot of
definition?
TV careers.
Jeez, a tough road. Yeah, I'm guessing this is HDMI or Cat 5. If you pre-wire,
no, I'm talking about high definition, not
but
Cat wiring.
I don't think this is a big ask.
I think the camera
what
is what it is,
is
and yeah. yeah, it's just whether with the configuration, would you need three cameras, and probably, you know, what activates which camera and.
Got to be sure that it's on the correct side for you.
Yeah, right. No, I don't have a good side. I'm just stuck with it.
Something else I'm just thinking about is a lot of times when we're in closed session, I know those walls are fairly thin when we're having closed session discussion. I don't know if that's a consideration in terms of kind of soundproofing the wall out to the.
It's not even so much the wall, it's the plenum, you know, because when you've got the walls, they may seem fine, but the sound goes right over the top.
Got it.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's a valid point,
yeah.
but maybe there's something that should be considered on, you know, in the plenum.
We added sound booths, actually. We added full height walls and sound booths.
Oh,
so
did you? Okay.
We're taking care of that.
Sweet.
Because we could also set our phones to white noise and put them by the door if the ceiling.
Any other questions or comments?
What's the 343 in the conference room on the lower right of the photo?
It's just the room number.
Oh, wow.
It's a very
number.
Special.
Well, it is actually. It's number of firefighters that died in 9/11.
Oh it geez. Is. You're right.
Yeah. So that's why I asked.
Oh, wow.
I see that number. So.
I think that would be a coincidence, right?
Got to be.
Well, it's just a number that you remember.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. It is.
That's an awful number.
Any more discussion?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hey.